So today we are going to be chatting about 8 reasons to get outside more that are going to benefit you and your kids in the season you're in so much. And I know when I'm not prioritizing this, I'm more snappy, more irritable, lower mood, lower energy, just not at my best and it's not a very fun place to be or to be around, right? And the days are just harder when we are not getting out enough. And I don't want that. I don't want that for me, and I don't want that for you. I want smoother days, better moods, and all the things that we are going to talk about in today's episode. And just before we get into today's episode, I want to share some reflection I had with you guys the other day, and it was just this full circle moment that filled me with so much gratitude. So right now, I am partaking in a group coaching course, both in a mentorship position to learn better ways to serve and support you guys as a life and wellness coach, and to further my own healing transformation by better understanding my nervous system and ways to support it. And so after our last coaching call, I was sitting outside in the sunshine reflecting, and gratitude just overwhelmed me because in this call, she was listing off a bunch of regulation tools, and I was reminded of the days, the really hard days of motherhood, and just like in my own growth journey, like of me as a person and as an individual, when life felt really hard. And when I decided to invest in a life coach and was introduced to some of these tools for the first time, and I was desperately trying them all. I was really in such a stressed out state, living at my tipping point. And I remember making my way through the same list of tools to find out what worked for me, which ones would help me regulate when I was like about to boil over and lose it. Almost every day of momming felt hard. And I was filled with gratitude because I was like, wow, like so much has changed, and like in not a ton of time, like so much has gotten better. We still have our hard days, our moments, of course, but just so happy and so grateful that I took this big, you know, kind of scary step, got help and invested in a life coach. And then I continue to take these little steps, consistent daily action to get where I am and where we are today. And it was this full circle moment because through this podcast and through coaching, now I get to have that same kind of impact supporting other women and mamas move through it. You guys, I'm so passionate about and dedicated to helping you thrive in and beyond motherhood. For you to really figure out who you are and how you want to show up in your homes and in this world. And then help you know what baby steps, what daily action you need to take to get you there. I'm so here for it. I'm so here for it. And I want you to know that I understand 2 things, okay? Asking for help is hard. Investing in yourself is hard. I get it. So I also want you to know that because I am just launching my new coaching business, I am offering an extremely affordable coaching package to my first handful of clients. And I never want finances to be the reason that mamas, that you don't get the support that you need. I want you to start feeling lighter and walking taller today. And if you are at all curious about what coaching with me would look like, and if it's the right next step for you, please go to the show notes and click the link to book your free 15-minute discovery call. No strings attached. It's absolutely free, one-on-one time. You have nothing to lose and possibly so much to gain. Okay, so go book that call. It's via Zoom, super casual. I would love to meet you and have the opportunity to support you if that's what you decide. Okay, that was a long intro, I know, but I just had to share that with you. And now let's get to today's episode, which is so many great reasons for you to get outside more. And in doing so, I know it's going to help you with so many things, just to have smoother, easier days, and the whole family will benefit from it big time. Okay, so if you're ready, I'm ready. Heat up that coffee and let's get to it.
Are you a mama that often solo parents while your partner is away? Are you finding yourself in a season of constant struggle? Are you sick of always feeling overwhelmed, unfulfilled, and disconnected? and not really sure how to get unstuck? Hey friend, and welcome to Solo and So Well podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Chirkoff, and I so believe you were meant to land here. I know what you're going through because I've been there. Heck, I'm still there. I'm a mama of three boys, my husband works away, and I'm still 100% a work in progress. But I feel like I've really figured some things out that have helped pull me out of the trenches, and I want to bring as many other mamas up with me. We all deserve to experience joy, peace, and fulfillment, regardless of the season we're in. We are going to get super intentional and super practical. I am going to provide you with manageable and meaningful wins every single episode. Lighter days are coming, my friend, so take my hand and let's get started.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's Heidi Chirkoff. Welcome back to another episode of Solo and So Well. How are you doing out there? Today, I want to talk to you guys about 8 reasons to get outside more. Okay, this is for you, but it's for you and your kids and your whole family will benefit from this. I am doing this recording in my kitchen right now. So while my one naps and my other one is getting his TV time. So you might hear some background noise today, but you know what? It is what it is. You know, you get it. You guys, where we live, spring is coming. Spring is in the air. We made it, mamas. Made it through the gloomy, cold, dark, short days, indoors way more, our kids not burning off as much energy, us not burning off as much energy, colds and flus, the extra duties we have in the winter months while our husbands are away, we made it. Who else feels this? So today, like I said, I'm wanting to chat to you about more reasons to get outside every single day, even in the winter months. I know it can be such a chore in the wintertime, getting on everyone's snow gear, getting little thumbs into little mittens, sweating by the time everyone is ready. It's a lot. It's a lot. And sometimes we'd just rather not. But you guys, it's almost always, always worth it. And our kiddos and us are going to benefit from it so much. And as a society, we spend way too much time indoors, especially in the winter months. And so many of us moms are feeling stressed out, maxed out, tensed, irritable, way overstimulated, or on the other end of things, lower moods, lower energy, fatigue. And you guys, getting outside can help with all of that. So today I just want to lay it out for you 8 reasons why we should be getting outside every single day. And I think it is going to really inspire and encourage you to get out more. And everyone in your household is going to benefit from it. And FYI, this is not just coming from me. I've collected and compiled information and research from multiple sites, including Ask the Scientist, WebMD, Healthline.com. Okay, the number one reason, it reduces stress. Who cannot use some stress reduction in their life right now, right? Getting outside reduces stress. It helps regulate our hormones and our nervous system. Stress can be relieved within minutes of exposure to nature, and it's measured by muscle tension, blood pressure, and brain activity. Time in green spaces significantly reduces your cortisol, which is a stress hormone, and also boosts endorphin levels and dopamine production, which is our brain's feel-good chemicals that are responsible that promote happiness, okay? And it doesn't necessarily have to be a green space. You guys, this is getting out when you can, where you can, no matter the weather. Like, so important to get outside every day. I mean, if you can get out into nature, that's amazing. That's so good for the soul and so good for your health in so many ways. But it's just doing what you can, where you can. Okay, so number 2, it calms the mind. Being outdoors can also have relaxing effects on our minds. Nature can provide a mental break by allowing us to temporarily escape the demands of everyday life, right? The buzzes, the dings, the dryers, the notifications, the everything, right? It can also boost your creativity and problem-solving abilities. Like, really just take a few minutes to go outside and soak it up. Be intentional. Take some deep breaths. Feel the sun on your face or the light breeze in your hair. What do you see? What do you hear? It's also a great time when you're outside to get your stillness practice in. Sit with your feelings, process your emotions, reflect, and organize and quiet your thoughts. Okay, number three, it improves sleep. We actually have a whole episode on tips for improving your sleep, and getting outside is absolutely one of them. If you want to go check that out, it is episode number 12. Yes, number 12. But getting outside for just 20 to 30 minutes a day can help you not only fall asleep, but stay asleep. Getting outside earlier in the day, getting that morning daylight exposure, supports your circadian rhythm, right? Your body's internal clock, knowing when it's time to fire systems up in the day and then when to shut them down at night. Fresh air also increases your oxygen level, which improves your sleep quality, especially if you're someone that tends to wake up multiple times in the night. Get outside for that deeper sleep, mama. Like, how many of you spend 30 minutes outside? Like, does that feel like a lot for you? 30 minutes outside every day? And if it does, just start somewhere. Say you're going to get outside for 10 minutes, okay? Leave your phone inside, get out for 10 minutes, and I promise you, 10 minutes turns into 12 minutes, turns into 15 minutes, and you gradually like work your way up. Number four, it boosts mood and energy levels. Okay, sunlight helps keep your serotonin levels up. This helps raise your energy and keeps your mood calm, positive, and focused. Yes, please. Yes, please. Number five, it strengthens your immune system. You guys, straight from WebMD, many plants put substances, including organic compounds, into the air that boost immune function. Sunlight also seems to energize special cells in your immune system called T cells, which help fight infection. And we also know that stress can negatively impact our bodies and our health, leading to illness and disease. And we just covered that getting outside reduces stress. Number six, it breaks up your day. You guys, it's so easy to get caught up in all the housework, our kids' needs, our businesses, the never-ending to-do list. And then it's like, oh man, like I have not been outside for 3 days. Like that can easily happen to me when I am busy getting stuff done. And especially when my husband is home, because we have a gym set up in our shop. So I literally just have to go whoop, like out for 2 seconds to get into there. So I'm still getting working out, but not necessarily getting outside. And when my husband is home, I really notice that he will take over usually the drop off and the pickup at school. And then I really feel it after a few days. Like it's helpful that he's doing that, but then I'm not getting that outside time that I normally do, right? We normally hang back and the kids get to play a little bit in the morning. And especially after school, we're there for 30 minutes to an hour and we're all getting fresh air. So after like a few days of my husband being home and him taking over those duties, I'm like, nope, take me. I'm like, I need it. I need to go outside. And I have to be way more intentional about it if it's not a part of my regular routine. Number seven, it supports both upregulation and downregulation. I know we have already covered this a bit, but just to really help it like hit home for you, whether you are feeling low mood, low energy, fatigue, more in a depressive state, or you are on the other end feeling anxious, activated, overstimulated, charged up, getting outside can help you get back to your baseline either way, okay? And then number eight, the last reason I have for you today is it increases longevity. Life expectancy and quality can be improved simply by getting out and getting some sunlight. Being out in nature often may lead to lower rates of heart disease, and outdoors can also help you increase your vitamin D level, which is so important for your bones, your blood cells, and your immune system, which we just talked about. So that is it, you guys. Eight great reasons to get outside more. And the bonus reason, because everything I just mentioned was all these amazing benefits for you getting outside, the bonus reason, number nine, is that it has all those same effects on your kids too, right? Better moods, better energy, better bedtimes. Like, yes, please, you guys, we don't have to live in a constant state of stress and overwhelm, just trying to get through the day, surviving, holding on to bedtimes and wishing time away for when things will be easier, when things will be not so busy, we'll be able to handle it better. We can actually start enjoying life more today, enjoying our kids more, experience more peace and more confidence in motherhood in the exact season we are in. And it starts with taking simple daily actions and showing up consistently for yourself. And it will have a ripple effect on those all around you, especially your kids. So who is getting outside more today and every day from now on? I know I am. This has been a great reminder for me. I know I'm always better for it. You guys have the best day. You got this. Chat soon.
Hey, Mama. I hope this episode made you feel seen and cared for, that you're leaving with some practical tools and knowledge that you can start using today. Could you do me a favor? If you had any takeaways during our time together, could you head over and subscribe to the show? And if you have time, give it a quick 5-star rating and a little review. It would mean so much to me, and it's the absolute best way to get this content into the hands and hearts of other mamas who need it. If this episode made you think of someone that could benefit from it, send it to them. We are all on this journey together. And if you're looking for some extra support to make it through the day with a little more peace, joy, and fulfillment, and you appreciate a good checklist, go to the show notes and download my free resource, 5 Ways to Win the Day. Okay, friend, until next time, you got this. Stay well.